We're like skateboarding and freeway ramps. You know, we're like tuna fish and cigarettes, pigs and swimming, Easter morning and Lyme disease, suits of armor and electrical storms, camping trips and headlights, like square dancing and handguns. Right?
Make a name for ourselves. I love you, Day to Remember.
Yeah,
thank
yeah.
you. Thank you for recording that sweet intro just for us. What's up, everybody? This is Casually Lit. Not casually today, though. I'm super lit. Also, my name's Jason.
I'm David.
I'm Harper.
And I'm Chris.
Oh, hey, Harper. Nice to see you with clothes on.
Harper. Oh.
Fuck Rowdy!
We're gonna fight. Oh, that's awesome. Oh god, so
fun. We've got everyone here today. Last episode we were missing a voice.
Well, we're apparently still missing Rowdy, so I'm not sure.
Oh, that's true.
I'm not sure what's going on. I like unplanned intros because you're just like, oh, and then you're looking at him like, is this Harper? Is this
Rowdy? Whose line is it anyway?
I'm glad that you are a fan of the unplanned, because I have this list of intros I'm going to read.
Oh, good. Excellent. Let's cut this hot sauce right now.
Chris, you can cut our mics out. We'll let Harper do his thing.
Yeah, exactly. Go ahead, Mr. Harper.
Chumbawamba is my humba. Chumbawamba is my humba.
Nice. The second take on that. That was money.
Right.
But do you get back up again?
No, you don't.
Okay. Shit.
Yeah. No, that's 30 years old. That shit's staying down.
Yeah, I was about to say, that was the 90s. People could bounce back in the 90s. Now, if you get knocked down, you stay down again.
Did they have the Amnesia song, too?
I don't know. I forget.
That was Anima.
Amnesia joke.
You're not allowed to make jokes about anything anymore, David. Nothing.
Good. Please don't.
They put the little Peter Rabbit joke that went in the little Peter Rabbit movie with the raspberries that made the guy have an allergen attack, and mm-hmm. people were mad about it.
Yeah, no, you don't mess around with animated children's movies. You just don't.
What about, you know, when the...
Just so you went and saw the movie?
No.
Oh,
of course.
It's on the internet.
Oh, nice.
There was a huge outrage. People were pissed because...
Yeah, Twitter is insane with rage.
Yeah. People are boycotting the movie.
What are they insane with rage about? They're just mad that their Tide Pods cost more now. Sorry, that's Reddit.
Tide Pod Control.
Yeah.
Hashtag Tide Pod Control.
This whole podcast has been a Tide commercial. Take that, Stranger Things.
Suck it, Super Bowl.
Yeah, references.
He was also a Tide
That's commercial. True. Yeah. Everyone
How lucky that guy is.
Dude,
he was only in Stranger Things for two episodes.
David Harbour. Now he's I know his name now.
Super famous asshole.
Yeah.
But he's probably a cool guy, hopefully.
He's probably going to be the next Kentucky Fried Chicken Colonel.
Sure, why not? Everyone else has.
But correct me if I'm wrong, but he looks kind of like Louis C.K. A little bit?
A little bit. Louis C.K. looks like he has lost patches of hair.
Yes.
Even though he hasn't.
I was going
to
say.
So that's a really interesting thing to pull off.
He could step in and fill that role, maybe.
Possibly.
Because
I would really hate for what happened to Louis to happen to David Harbour, given that he works with a bunch of children on his most popular IMDb list.
Exactly.
I see a recipe for disaster.
Yeah. Safest bet is to don't be a famous male.
Yeah, period.
Or just don't be.
If you really want to get it, I've got it figured out.
Okay.
Don't talk to females.
Well, but then you might be hurting someone's feelings.
Oh, that's true,
I don't
too.
Know. It's it's really, you know, I look back at my life I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
If you walk into a room, you have to make sure and say hi to every single person in there. Or you could get in trouble.
That's true.
You don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
Can't leave anyone out.
Chris, I'm sorry when we came into the room today, I did not say hi to you. I apologize.
I don't even want to talk to you right now. I don't even want to look at your face.
How could you do this to me? Can't you tell?
Lawsuit.
How could this happen to me?
I've made my mistakes. Got nowhere to run. Oh, geez, Jason.
It's a little simple plan from Chris there.
Exactly.
It's sad. It's a car wreck and everything, and there's flares. It's really sad.
Well, at least there are flares.
And Pierre.
Oh, P.O.D.?
I did go see Simple Plan as a young teen angst. I was 22. Yep. I was not a teen.
I was about to say this.
I'm trying to hide it.
I'm no mathematician, but that's not right.
Yeah, what? 22. Went and saw Simple. It was either 21 or 22. Got them all assigned my drumstick, so So they threw a drumstick out in the crowd and it hit a girl in the face.
Of course.
I took it.
Okay, oh, good. Because I thought you brought your own drumsticks. For
I should have done that.
Never know when you got to lay down some sick beats, yo.
When the drummer gets a cramp and then you got to go up on stage and shred.
He's sitting over there on the freaking triple bass. He gets a leg cramp, doesn't eat enough bananas. I mean, it's a common problem. You never know when you have to take your leg off and throw it to him. True. Real fans carry extra legs.
True.
Simple Plan uses a lot of triple bass.
Yeah, definitely. Triple bass. They actually have five drummers. They're just in a line. You can't see the four behind them.
Exactly. The song is called Perfect. Perfect! Never meant to be perfect! Dad, I fucking hate you! Upset! Just be like, oh shit, I went to the wrong concert. But in reality, the girl that got hit with the drumstick, I kept the drumstick. She made out with me afterwards. So, true form or fashion.
That was actually a pretty great story, bro.
And they say, don't be an asshole.
And she grew up to be Rebel Wilson.
I don't know if I would. I don't know if I'd be embarrassed by that. Maybe a little. Maybe a little bit. I'd be
All you got to say is, yeah, she was really hot back then.
Hey, man, she's good at that horizontal running.
That's so funny. I like to do the horrors. It's so funny.
See, but admitting that you know about that joke means that we've all watched Pitch Perfect. But I'm okay with that.
I've watched it like 40 times.
It's funny.
Rody refuses to watch it. Or do
yeah,
you
we'll
it?
Not. No, we'll not Dick. Watch it.
I know Chris has.
Sue me. I have not I enjoy seen what? Musical comedies.
I have what? Not seen that movie.
What?
Not against it at all. But I
dude,
just...
Anna Kendrick, man, her Twitter feed is lit.
Brittany Snow nice. Gets her in the shower for a little bit. You see?
I have seen that scene.
You see nothing. I have had a major crush on Brittany Snow my whole life. Well, I guess when you're an adult, crushes become obsessions and unhealthy.
Correct. So. There's restraining orders. There's rules to follow. Being an adult's just not complicated, man.
It is. It is. And no one knows that more than you, David. Here's the segue. The end is near for you, David. And not the bad end. The yeah. good end.
The end of the building period is over. The beginning of the holy shit, I don't know how to run a bar period is just beginning. No, on the day that we were recording this, I was notified by about 8:15 this morning that my temporary certificate of occupancy has been issued.
Oh.
So I have that as soon as we get breaking news at 9. New Main Brewing Company now open in Pantego, Texas.
And Rody's still not on time.
Nerd! Sorry, I'm out of practice.
I feel like all of our shows have been leading up to this moment, and now I've peaked. I don't know what to do now. I don't have anything to talk about or complain. Well, no, I got plenty to complain about.
Well, let's look out there. Are there any patrons? No, complain.
Yeah, nothing's on fire. I'm not seeing any flashing or.
No, they
well,
did.
The lights are out.
They did fire up the lights.
Yeah, they turn on my little twinkly lights.
And no one asked.
Yeah. So we are officially able to open. Our hours are Thursday and Friday, 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. Saturday, 1 p.m. to 10 p.m. Sunday, 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. because, you know, we got to get home by the time Walking Dead gets on.
That's not going to work for me. when you do a retalk, I'm not going to...
Are you passing another stone over there?
Yep.
Okay.
Saturday. This is so funny. You know, it's just like, well, you know, Sundays I like to go fishing. What are your thoughts on President's Day?
President's Day? Good thing it's already passed. We have 360 days to worry about that.
That's one of my favorite things from Step Brothers when they're interviewing. Yeah. How do you feel about Columbus Day? He did discover America.
They show up in tuxedos. Let a nice 16-second fart.
Yep. Seth Rogen was going to hire him, too. Fucked
he
it
was.
Up.
I was like, you know, yeah. Go on. Let's get... No.
Find the beers that New Main are pouring on Digital Pour.
Digital Pour.
You can actually
We are live. We are up. You can find all the beers we have on. We do have a couple slots that are open right now. I do have beer to put on, but I have to... Apparently, you have to have hardware to be able to connect some beers to the wall. I just got to go get some. Those will be up by our official soft open date, which is Thursday, February 24th. No, soft open date will be this week.
Okay.
Well, too bad for everyone else. This will come out after we've stopped open. But our grand opening date will be Saturday, February 24th, 1 p.m. to 10 p.m. It's going to be wild. We actually will have the guys from Luck cooking up some delicious tacos for you.
Is that Jeff from Look?
Yes, Jeff Dietzman. Huge shout out. They have been instrumental in getting New Main off the ground. We've been to so many events. They had Luckapalooza. We've been to their chili cook-off before, not serving our own, but they've had all kinds of their anniversary party. Mm-hmm. They've been really, really great to us, just very gracious hosts and sharing, liking everything. So huge shout out. If you guys are in the mood for some excellent food and some really nicely priced Texas craft beer, go check out Luck.
Are you feeling lucky? No, they make great tacos too, and I hope that's what they're bringing.
We know that
it is. Yet. It is? Yep. Bam, take that.
Those tacos are
so they're going to have tacos here and beer and all kinds of stuff. It's going to be a party.
And the following Sunday, we are trying to organize a little brunch action.
Okay.
Even though it'll be after lunch, technically. So, Lupper?
Second breakfast? Dinunch?
Yeah, don't go with Lupper. That's too close to Leper.
Yeah, your nose will literally fall off if you drink.
I want to go home. I don't want to catch a lumper. I don't want the lumps.
But we will have, we're trying to find a couple food trucks for Sunday. Maybe do a couple beer mosas. My uncle has yet to name his company, but he is supplying us with some fresh roasted Guatemalan coffee. He purchases the coffee from a coffee grower in Guatemala, vacuum packed, shipped. He roasts it to a custom beautiful level, grinds it, sends it to me. We have delicious hot coffee. He's
absolutely sure that it's coffee.
I mean, it is coming from Guatemala, so. I mean, what else are they famous for, right?
Oh, I wish I could brush my teeth with it.
Yeah, also, the effect is good.
There's a pretty slim chance, it's pretty low, like really low chance that Tyree sandwiches will be out there with Miracle Whip and bread. Mrs. Baird's bread. Serving up ham sandwiches.
Yes. Some, oh, we moved past Bologna.
Yes.
Okay. It's not actually allowed to be called bologna. It's Bologna because it's knockoff bologna.
Miracle Whip only.
Got that red stripe all the way around it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I measure them with a teaspoon. You only get 1 teaspoon of mayonnaise, 1 teaspoon of mustard, okay. 1 slice of ham, and 1/2 of a slice of cheese. I got to save my profits. I'm making money here, folks.
Yeah, it's all about that
$6 for a sandwich.
Also, we'll be charging, like people do, $5 for the bag of chips that cost $5 for the entire collection. I'll be charging $5 for one tiny-ass bag with 2 chips.
And it's not even the chili cheese Fritos. No. You get plain Cheetos.
I'm going to eat the good ones out of the set. I'll just leave the shit ones.
Yeah, the Sun Cheetos.
Tyree ham sandwiches. You guys are going to be going crazy. And I may bring the iron and toast them if I'm feeling frosty.
Damn, that's some craft sandwiching right there. Craft sandwiches.
Just throw the iron down, you know, give it a little steam. You push the button.
Little circles instead of panini lines.
I really like the char on this. No, that's rust.
You flip it over, you press the steam button, it goes psh. You don't even have to touch the metal to it. You just let the water do the heating up.
Nice.
Sometimes they come out soggy, but some of my clients will love that shit.
Give me that super soggy moist. Sammy.
So
that's super moist ham sandwich.
So, oh, I mean, I loved all those words.
If you want that to happen, you're going to have to crush fingers. I mean, it's slim right now. I'm fucking booked. I got to go do stuff that's important with sandwiches.
Got some serious sandwich business to attend to.
Some sandwich cons.
You don't understand. Yeah, there's a... Yeah. I mean, I got to go
the
pitch...
The convention circuit, man.
I got to go pitch these sandwiches for Subway because, you know, they're looking for a replacement because that Jared guy... All kinds of stuff's happening.
Yeah, he can't fit into his pants anymore, so he's not allowed to speak in public.
All kinds of things. But no, it's going to be awesome, David, and congratulations from us.
Thank you. In all seriousness, that we would not have gotten to this day if not for everyone in this room and everyone in this building right now.
Just us, no one else.
Well, maybe not Tammy.
No, she's helped. She's cleaned this place up and down. Crippled as she is, she's been wheeling around with a mop and wiping stuff off.
When's she going to walk without a limp?
Whenever those bones heal.
When you're a gangster, you walk with a limp for life.
That's true. That's her original gait, and I'm just not aware of it.
True.
Gangsta. Let's talk about this beer that Rody brought us finally. Since we're 45 minutes into the show.
Beer.
Sweet. Made a trip up to Oklahoma City. Went up to Coop. Got me a cup of Crowlers. They're Magenta Fermenta. It's their sour Berliner Weiss with 500 pounds of raspberries.
In a 5-gallon batch, right?
Is that what they advertise, or did you ask?
No, that's what it says on the thing.
Up there, it's like apparent. 500 pounds of raspberries.
Boom, in your face.
Per fucking glass, and it's like, not really, it's per batch. Jesus Christ.
Nice. I am digging this.
Yeah, it doesn't taste like raspberries.
So they are
Tastes like snozzberries.
They said that I think we talked about this a little bit before, but they have a sour program that's in the works, and they are getting it off the ground. And we should start seeing beers like this from them more regularly soon.
Well, I'm gonna go out and say the truth. There's nothing sour about this at all. It's very refreshing. Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
I would drink this all times of the year. I would like to come home from a hard day's work and throw back one of these. I hope they can it.
That is very good. Very crisp.
Yeah. Yes. Oh yeah. And the raspberry just blends in. Like it's there, but it's not like punching me in the dick.
It's not the very sweet, cloying raspberry, you know, Jolly Rancher flavor.
There's nothing worse. That the sweetness or when it's just a bitter ass raspberry. It's like, hi, mm-hmm. raspberry.
Yeah. What just else? The seeds. What none else of the is fruit. Here?
What the fuck else is in this beer? Nothing. Just fresh
raspberry root. It's grated.
A lot of stouts, man. A lot of stouts. Not just Temptress. I'm not calling you out, but the is it Co-op? Is it Coop or no? Bayou Buffalo.
They have Buffalo Bayou. Yeah.
Raspberry. Mm. Nothing else. You don't get any of the darkness, the chocolate, the malts. It's just raspberry.
It's the buffalo saying raspberry. I'm a buffalo.
I think it's Jake the buffalo. He's part buffalo, part stuff. It's
a guy on a buffalo.
Just want you to know.
He almost got mauled by a cougar.
Get out of here, cute cat. That is the best video. Have you seen that YouTube video? Mm-hmm. Guy on a buffalo?
No.
There's this whole series of, I guess, some show from like back in the 60s or 70s. Yeah, it's in color, so I guess maybe 60s or 70s of this guy riding on a buffalo. Someone has dubbed over with his own commentary soundtrack.
Oh.
So he's telling kind of the story. I think the first episode is cougars, Indians, and whatnot.
Yeah.
And so he's talking about how the guy on the buffalo is saving folks and getting shot. Oh, the cougar, get out of here, kid cat.
Yeah.
It's excellent. It's very good.
I want to watch that now for life.
It's pretty nice.
Hope it's a series and there's more than one episode.
What does Untappd say about this?
I don't know, but I got the 2018 Mardi Gras badge. So
So
that's all I care about.
Oh, yeah,
Bam!
Fat Tuesday.
Fat Thursday.
It has a 4.10 overall rating.
Nice. How many check-ins?
44. Because it's also a brewery-only release.
Ah, okay. Gotcha. I enjoy it.
Yeah, I was super happy with it.
425, 450 for me.
Yeah.
This is really nicely done, Berliner Weiss.
I mean, if you get a sour beer that Chris agrees tastes good, I mean, that's that's pretty good.
I'm coming around my sour taste. Like, when I first had them, I think it was the first one I had was Martin House's Salty Lady.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's not a good starter.
That was terrible. I'm sorry. I'm still slowly coming around to them. But yeah, that one was actually really good.
I think I figured out you're not a big fan of funk, because I think you had some Wood Folk, and it blew my freaking mind. It was delicious from Collective, but you were not a big fan of that. But anything that's a good, clean sour, like this one, I think, have you had Reverie, which is the pomegranate sour from Martin House?
I think I have, honestly.
Okay. Incidentally, we have that on tap at New Main Brewing Company, Pantego Tickets. Come see us. But that's one that's a very clean sour. It doesn't have any kind of extracurricular going on. It's just very clean. You get the pomegranate. It's just a nice, you know, just over the line of tart into sour. And so I think that's one thing, you know, people hear sour and they think, oh, the beer's gone bad, or, oh, I don't want to try anything sour. Oh, that's weird. Just, you know, do the 3-sip rule. That's something that I can't remember where it originated, but I know Sean over at Division was telling me about this when I was first getting into sours. You take one sip, it chocks your palate, kind of resets your taste buds. But you take your second sip to kind of soothe your tongue, get used to tasting the sour. On the third one, you can actually taste the flavors that the brewer meant to put in there. You kind of get whatever flavor profile they're going for, fruit. You can tell, you know, just how crazy sour it is, and or, you know, what malt they're showing off, or if it's a dry hop sour. You get it by the third sip.
Taste very the rainbow.
Exactly.
Taste the rainbow. I like that commercial.
Which one? The one where the guy eats? Taste the rainbow. No, she eats the chicken pox off the guy.
Yeah, Skills pox.
Boy.
Is it contagious? No.
No, I don't think so. Yeah.
That's scary.
What do you mean? That's accurate.
This so we can drink?
Yes, no. If you eat chicken pox off a person, you may...
I'm not going to lie. If there was a thing called Skittle pox, I would probably eat it off somebody.
Skittle pox. That's my first sour. Skittle pox.
Very nice.
Pick the rainbow.
Contract the rainbow. Taste the rainbow.
Contract the rainbow. Very nice.
Getting sicker by the second here. STDs are starting to sound great, aren't they, folks? Use protection. We're sponsored
by condoms.
Trojan condoms.
All right. I believe we have a new beer in front of us, but I still have a full glass. So,
well, that's what happens when Rody brings 58-ounce growlers.
Yeah. Well, I was expecting one more person to drink them.
And also, we have another one of those, and he got out both of these. We probably only need one of those. We still have the two beers that I brought that are both high ABV.
Well, these are Belgian, so let's both of these be gone.
Belgianity.
Let's let both of these be gone. Rody, tell us about Belgians and why you love them so much.
I don't know what you would call it, but Belgian yeast strains have this certain sweetness that I'm not a fan of. And if it has too much of it, I will not drink that beer.
That's weird.
Branch to Brussels, perfect example. Super sweet.
Branch. Who made that?
I don't know. Little Naked Boy.
Oh, okay, I know what you're talking about now.
Can we make a Who Made That beer? Who made that?
Who made that?
Who made that?
Yum. Oh, that's Red Robin shit.
This, however,
let's open
does
it.
Not have that let's sweetness.
Nasty ass. Okay. Oh, you've already tried it?
I have.
Okay.
So what makes a Belgian Belgian is usually the yeast, correct?
Correct. Now, there are some that would argue that to be a true Belgian beer, you need to be brewed in Belgium by monks.
I'm a monk. Can you be certified monk on the internet, right? Like a yeah.
Yeah.
I think I took that quiz.
Yeah, it's in there somewhere.
I'm pretty sure I took it.
You just have to be Tony Shalhoub.
Certified monk.
You just got to cut off your penis first.
Okay, I am no longer a monk.
Now you're a eunuch.
I gave that up.
It's an actual thing, by the way. Look it up. I'm smart.
I don't want to be one. That is not sweet at all. That is malt in your face.
This is Monk's Crossing by Belgian. Nope. That's the style. Belgian style. Okay, see? Okay.
There,
Twisted no. Spike. There we go.
Nope. This does not taste like a... Ooh. Little bit of sweetness on the end.
It's interesting.
It's beautiful pour.
This is another beer that I picked up in Oklahoma. This is a beer that hasn't quite reached Texas yet, but they just started bottling in Oklahoma. It's called Twisted Spike. But if you like Belgian-inspired beers, and you're in Oklahoma, this is a place you want to go.
That do you like.
That is a very nice beer. Super malty. I like that. Yeah, it's very malty. The flavor the flavor profile you're talking about with the very sweet is usually a combination of esters and phenols that are byproducts that the yeast produce. Esters tend to be fruitier. Phenols tend to be either peppery or spicy. Sometimes can get smoky.
So I've come to not really like really heavily malt-forward beers because they kind of burn my mouth. So maybe I have something wrong with my palate.
This is actually quite carbonated.
Is that what it is then?
It's not pretty cold. Yeah, it's there's something called carbonic bite too.
Ooh.
And an overly carbonated beer. You can get a little bit of sometimes
you may,
feels
you
like
you may want this to sit just a little
That's
bit.
That's what sucked about Co-op. They had the F5,
mm-hmm.
and we got a really carbonated batch one time, and it burnt the shit out of my mouth.
Correct.
And I never wanted to try it again, even though it's a good IPA. But I like the other one, Alpha 5. Alpha 5.
Alpha 5.
Alpha 5.
Yay, 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 yay. That's Alpha 5.
Wow, that was really good.
Thanks, I practice every night.
Zordon! Once again, I prove how well I do accents. I'm also exactly. a great impressionist. Damn
it. Rangers, Zordon needs your help.
Oh no. David's gonna be a voice actor. You better watch out. You're gonna get recruited.
Coming soon to your earphones. Bad voices.
David's gonna do some. What's the cartoon that the sexy
Bonkers.
Cartoon? Nope, the sexy cartoon.
Big head?
Yeah.
Oh, big mouth.
Big mouth.
We're doing some big mouth.
That's a totally different cartoon.
You're going to be on that show.
I'll always be here for you, buddy.
Oh, my God.
What a little clock tease. Jason?
Go for it.
Nope.
No. Nope.
I know what
Someone with
trying,
a pillow.
I know what you're trying to do to me. That little kid humping the pillow, Jason, what... Can't think of his last name either.
Sudeikis. Mandzukas.
No, it's Mandzukas, yeah.
Hank Mardukas.
It's my best friend.
Totally approved.
It's my best friend. It's been my best friend for years. Talk to him once every month.
And the other one's Robbie.
Like, yep, that's cool.
Oh, man. I love you, man. Yep. That is such a good freaking movie. It holds up, too.
Yep.
You're a horror, Peter.
So one time I had the swine flu. This is no lie. I had the swine flu 2009.
I watched
that movie 40 or 50 times.
Damn.
Because I couldn't get out of the bed to change it. I'm not kidding.
And you still like it.
I woke up and just lay there. And I would fall in and out of sleep a lot. But sure. I at least watched the movie in full about 20 total times. Loved every second of it.
Damn. It's excellent.
That was a sad weekend. Could not get out of... Mom was going to feed me, so she would drop food off at the door, knock on the door, and run away. I'm not even joking.
Smart. Damn. Quarantine. Wow.
Yeah, she was like, I hope you're okay. And the swine flu medicine was $150, which I found out that teacher from around Weatherford that died because she refused to pay the money for Tamiflu.
Jesus.
That's smart.
So pay the money, you fuckers. Yeah. Jesus Christ, if you're in that much trouble and you can't afford flu medicine, write me and we will figure something out.
Damn.
Oh, shit. I'm about to get a lot of emails.
Kickstarter.
Yeah, Kickstarter for other people's flu medicine.
I'm fine with that. Come on, folks.
Casually Tamiflu.
Yeah, Jesus. It's only $100.
Send us your dollars for sniffles.
I'll beat this on my own 2 days later. Done. I don't know the funeral march.
That's
very unfortunate. Man. Yeah. I'm just saying this as a message. You know, if you find somebody to pay for it, Jesus Christ.
If you suspect you have the flu, go to the. Well, I saw a report that they don't even want you going to the doctor anymore or the ER. They say you call up your GP, you tell them you think you have the flu, and they'll write you a prescription.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. That way people aren't hacking all over each other and then for sure getting the flu in addition to whatever they'll stir in the ER for. So you're
saying there's a black market for our flu drugs if we call the doctor and get a prescription.
Yeah, there's actually a knockoff. It's called Tamiflu, like with a Y, like T-A-M-Y flu.
T-A-M-Y?
And some lady named Tammy just comes and yells at you, why do you think you're sick? Are you trying to get out of school? How old are you?
35, man.
Tammy really got guttural there at the end.
Yes, she did.
Need to go on the black web and get some of that stuff.
Yeah. So this is horrible carbonated beer. I burped 3 times.
Jason's a fan.
Oh. No, it's not a bad tasting.
Number 4.
I just can't breathe very well.
I enjoy it. This definitely would be one I would want to warm up, but I'm just going to keep drinking it.
So now I want to kick this old school and get a review from Chris over here. Chris is reviews. It's like, wait, I didn't play any video games. Chris, this weekend we went on a little field trip. We're going to talk about that. But Chris stepped foot in what I call the holy grail of breweries that I love more than anything in the world. I'm sorry, Wade and Sean, but Wade and Sean know that they compete with this place daily in my heart.
Truth.
Chris, would you like to tell us what you thought of this place?
It was crap.
Ah!
All right, well, we're looking for a new producer, right?
Yeah, you know that's happening.
CLshow@gmail.com.
I'm kind of mad. I didn't even find his joke funny. I'm just kidding.
No, we went to Pensacola's, and I've never been there.
The where?
Try it again.
The
Pentagram. Pentagramus.
Pentagramus?
No.
Petticoat.
There we go.
Petticoat.
Petticoat.
Yeah, Petticoat like Junction petting, is where we went.
Like a pet. Petticoat Junction. We saw Mrs. Pettigrew.
What a savory word. Describes exactly what it is, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah, I'd never been there before, and it was really awesome. It was the whole, the multi-leveled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, having 2 floors would be awesome.
Yeah.
No, they had 3.
Having 3 floors would be awesome, David.
They have like 2.5.
Having 2.5.
You walk in like on a 2-level thing, and then you walk up half a level to a level.
You're also met by the angry guards that want to card you every time you step foot in that fucking place.
Yeah, full-ass beard, gray's growing out. Yeah, I'm going to need to see your ID.
But you can't even, like, just Michael. Michael, I'm going to say this to you, and I hope you hear this. If people want to come in and that are underage and want to buy your merch, let them do it. Just saying, Jesus Christ. You can't get in the door without 3 people asking you for your ID. It's a little frustrating, but it's okay. I understand. Dallas must be crazy. Like, Dallas must be, like, undercover cops every other weekend walking into place.
Well, when you sue TABC.
Right.
True story.
I'm pretty sure TABC has his brewery bugged.
Yeah.
It's those ping pong balls. That's what it is. Because they bounce everywhere. So they get every corner of that brewery. That's just smart.
That is very good.
So what did you think of the place, like, for reals?
Honestly, it was really, really cool. Kind of got that industrial look to it.
Mm-hmm.
It was very awesome. And I got to have, let's see what it was called, sit down or I'll sit you down. Got that fresh from the tap. And that was delicious. I'd never have that fresh from the tap. So it was absolutely awesome. Yeah, and played some ping pong.
Yeah,
that was really cool.
Pretty sure you schooled at least me.
Yeah, about half and half with you. Everybody else, I just killed.
Okay. Yeah.
I was the worst one.
Although, Rhodey...
I just kept trying to.
Rhodey's a fucking brick wall.
Yeah. I just kept trying to throw it over the railing.
Right. That's why he was good.
Yeah, he just like puts the English on it.
Hey, girl, you throw me that ball.
That's a good pickup line. I didn't think of that. Just walk over there and throw your ball. She can see you. Hey, can you get that for me? Sexy.
That's the guy. That's what the drummer at Simple Plan was trying to do with that girl.
That's it.
Oh, please do that, though.
It's, hey, it's less subtle with drumsticks.
Can you pick up my ball over there? Sexy. Just say it like that.
Oh, man.
No, no. Do it slower.
Hey, girl, who I'd like to bang later, can you get my ball for me?
Sexual connotation implied.
What are we talking about now?
Talking about 2017.
That's how I pick up women at Pinnacles.
Oh,
just chunk my ball. Hey, can you get that for me? You have pretty eyes.
You're not even upstairs with the ping pong table. You're just throwing ping pong balls.
Just, you'll throw the ball at her like you're pretty and then pull her hair and run away.
Because it's the third grade.
Yes.
This is actually a really good... Imagine that, though. So if you were at a plain bar where it was really crowded, there's no ping pong tables, and you pulled out a ping pong ball and hit a girl and be like, hey, could you,
oh, sorry. Yeah, could you?
Oh, my God, that's an icebreaker.
Yeah. Damn, folks. Like, wait, where's the ping pong table? Exactly. Give me them digits, yo.
Yep. That is... Yeah.
That's the analog version of sliding into DMs right there.
Yep.
Yeah. You don't even have to have a good pickup line.
If you're single listening to this, you can borrow that.
Yeah.
Just make sure when it's over and she's like, oh, this was great. Say hashtag casually lit.
DM means dat mouth, right?
Oh, man. I haven't laughed that hard off a mic in a while.
This is that podcast where three guys that are married for 5+ years tell you how to pick up chicks, right? Except for Chris. Chris is the only one with valuable advice.
Noobs.
Noobs.
I thought you said nudes.
All these kids that are listening are like, dude, I just go on Tinder and say, I want you, and it works. It's like, oh, well, I have to take ping pong balls to the bar. What the hell, bro?
Yeah, but definitely make sure you have 2 to 3 and definitely only in one pocket. And you may have to adjust them at some point just because, you know. That was a testicle joke.
Alpha High.
For those of y'all thinkers out there.
Oh, we got it.
All right. What are we drinking now?
Alpha Hive, which is an IPA from Coop. It's an IPA, but this one, was it cast with peach or did they brew it with peach?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, when they filled it up for you, was it out of the tap or was it out of a cask?
No, it wasn't out of a cask.
So
they don't have casks.
No. Why is that so funny?
I don't know. I mean, they might. I mean, shit, you don't know. I saw Chris just dying over there.
Cask is apparently a very funny word. I was being serious because you wouldn't think that anybody would brew an IPA with a peach, but you would think that they would cask it with it. But
you said casket.
Just barely
I'm
with this
dying.
Beer.
You don't get so you get pretty heavy on the peach.
Definitely a lot of peach on this.
Now it's a ripe peach. It's not a very bright peach.
Yeah, it's not like a peach candy type flavor or cooked peach like peach pie.
Yeah, it's not like Jolly Rancher peach.
That's always my go-to because Jolly Rancher kind of goes overboard with
whatever flavor it is.
It's fucking watermelon. That's what I feel inside my mouth.
Yeah, don't be upset. I don't like that at all. Sorry.
Let it warm up.
No, it's fucking gross.
Well, you didn't vote on it, so.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, you did?
I was the only one that voted. You did.
This is exactly what he wanted.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I was you for a second. That's what happened.
So they had a tangerine.
You were like, this is what we voted on.
Or die.
So they had the tangerine, a mango, and a peach.
Mm.
And also a mixture of all three, which they called the Topanga.
Oh, the Topanga.
It's a Topanga.
Nice.
Like that.
I don't even hate that.
Did you try it? Did you get a flight of them? But yep, cool. I would say that the tangerine was probably the best. But you said the peach was the best, right?
I like this one better.
Okay. I respect that. I don't have to agree with him. Just kidding. It's very...
You're completely wrong, but yeah.
And then after I had that flight of Alpha Hive, I definitely went to another brewery. Oh,
okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. Well, I got a phone number for you.
Good ideas.
You can call these people. They'll take care of you.
That's honestly not bad. That's actually really good.
Take that, Jason.
I like it.
It's two against one.
Let's see. Oh, yep. I'm starting to still not like it.
As it warms up, you get more of the peach.
Whew. I'm not sure. It's like bitter peach. Hmm. I don't know, man. It's not. It's different. Maybe, but it also is following malty fucking burnt from hell beer. And then we're going to follow it up with this super dark stout. So, hey.
What do you mean? We still got another IPA.
What IPA?
Hop Slam.
Oh, let's call the Mercedes to come pick us up. In case you folks don't know, we have a Mercedes that picks us up and takes us places.
Thanks, Arlington.
That's how we do. That's how we roll. That's how we roll. This weekend, we did go on a little field trip, our first field trip. If you follow us on Instagram, which a lot of you do, we love you. Instagram, Casually Lit Show, I think. Such a pain in the ass. It's like, oh, your Instagram's hard to find. clshow.us. It's like, oh, you want to tell your friends about the podcast you listen to? clshow.us. Pretty simple. But we did the first field trip ever. What, you're like, field trip? That's weird. But it was really weird that Rody called it a field trip before we went to the school-themed bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is true.
Really weird. So we went to a school-themed place called...
Public School 972.
Yeah, Public School 972.
Which, if you aren't careful, will send you directly to Massachusetts.
Where?
Massachusetts.
I still thought you were gonna like go with the detention thing, and I was like, nope.
Yeah, evidently that's very popular up in the Northeast. Instead of calling it after somebody, they call it public school some digit.
So you jumped down North 35 and you were gone.
Yeah, just go north
for a long ways and then east
for a long ways.
Yep.
Although I would say the food there was
aww. Now if it was warm, would it have been all right?
Yeah, if it was warm. Yes, the eggs were cold. I got some sunny side up eggs, and like when I broke the yolk in the middle of it and ate that, it was like drinking a cold egg.
My favorite.
Well, you know, The Rock has four of those a day.
Really?
I don't know. I'm just thinking he drinks raw eggs because he's
trying to get you ripped, Chris. We actually went to the cook and specifically asked if we could have cold eggs.
It was pretty crazy. Good decorations. They stuck with the theme, like, everywhere.
Yeah.
The menus look like notebooks.
Yeah, notebooks. The brunch menu is a Scantron.
But you didn't get to fill it out. So I had, when he had said the menu was a Scantron, I was like, oh, I'm going to get to bubble this
in. That would be kind of cool.
Yeah, I was like, no.
Just a Scantron what you want in there?
Yeah, because then exactly. At least my order would have been correct if I had Scantron. Then.
Oh,
that would have been nice.
Snap.
That's true.
That would have been correct then. But he definitely told me, oh, we can't do that with your burrito.
Extra bacon.
And then he came back later and he was like, oh, just kidding, we can do that. We can at the other location because they don't follow each other.
You bullshit. Don't do that with craft burritos.
It was so dumb.
And how do you pre-make that burrito? Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, who pre-makes a burrito?
You don't pre-make anything hardly in a kitchen. It doesn't make sense.
And burritos are like the easiest thing. It's literally you lay something flat, you put a bunch of shit, and then you close it.
Yes.
Like, I vote for burritos for most meals. I've had a sushi burrito before. It's delicious.
I had burritos when I got here. They were potato burritos.
Exactly.
They were terrible. I got to stop eating the Bueno by your brewery, by the way. It's so terrible.
It's not a very good one.
But it's on the way here. It's like, shit.
And you know their menu, so.
Where's the closest Bell here?
There isn't one.
That's the sound that I make when I eat Bell, by the way.
Yeah, that on loop for about 30 minutes. With a whole lot of, oh, God! Oh, God! Oh, God!
There's nothing better than mixing shitty Mexican food and beer.
Yep. It'll
be a good night for the next 4 hours. It was all right.
Yeah, and that was a fun spot.
David suggested it.
I did. Amanda Murder and I went up there for a little date action and for brunch date. Highly suggest that concept, by the way. And it was great when we were there. I was like, oh, man, we totally need to come here with, like, everyone on the show and order this amazing food and drink all this beer, have this coffee. They literally messed up everyone. Well, they didn't mess up everyone's orders, but everyone had something wrong with their order.
Mm-hmm. But your temperature of your food was so good.
Yeah. I don't know who else prefers their eggs ice cold.
Well, Chris was talking earlier about how much he does.
Yeah.
Try to get ripped like The Rock.
Yeah, ice cold eggs. Is that the Rock raw, trick? Oh, yeah.
Protein, you know, you can flex when you do that.
Yeah, it's really nice, too, when you order over hard eggs and they run. That's a good thing. And when you order over easy eggs and they run and they're cold, that's just instills confidence in you. It really does.
Right.
Other than that, the concept of that place actually was really cool. That's the main reason we enjoyed it, because, like you guys were saying, the menus are Scantrons. We sat in the section where the flashcards were hanging above, you know, over our heads, super sized flashcards. They've got like a globe room. They have like everything that makes you nervous about school.
Did you post that picture on the social medias where people can find it?
I posted some of them.
On your
Instagram?
Instagram, your personal one? New Main or Casual Lit?
I don't think I posted that particular photo, but I did post something that I drew on the way over. As I did quite frequently in high school and middle school, I would doodle a lot.
Oh, you should see my notebooks.
I had space battles all over geography. Geography? Yeah, that's probably why I failed that class.
Pacific Rim? What?
Yes.
Did you say Jaeger? Oh,
Jesus
Christ. Yeah, Jaeger tree.
That's Jason's favorite movie.
The new one? The old one, both movies, and not great.
They're both going to be bad.
Yeah. Jax, you have to be partners with somebody in a Transformer and work together.
That movie was fucking awesome.
Really?
I really like that movie. Really?
That's a good joke, Chris.
Oh, no. Me and Chris don't get along with movie taste at all.
It's like Daredevil, but with...
No!
Oh, God.
With a little Spider-Man 3 thrown in there.
That right there.
Ben Affleck, Tobey Maguire, just bam, baby made.
I can't wait to see Venom in a fucking MRI machine. It'll be awesome.
Venom in an MRI machine.
I don't want to talk about Venom. People will get upset with me because I'm right. The movie's going to suck fucking dick. Bet money on it. If there was a thing on Vegas that you could bet that movie's going to suck dick, I'd put $500 on it.
Dude, but it's got so much production value. Who needs content?
Venom is going to wear the suit before Spider-Man does. Fuck you, Sony. Put it up your ass. Go away. Die. Just die. Sell out like Fox. Look what Fox did. Fox said, we can't compete with movies anymore. Here, Disney. Take it all. And Disney's like, thank you.
Okay. Disney's you're welcome.
Marvel bowed down to Disney. Star Wars bowed down to Disney. Now Fox is bowing down to Disney. Come on, Sony.
Government.
Yeah. What's taking so long, Sony? What are you doing? Disney wants a monopoly. You better get involved in this monopoly.
Mickey Jesus. Mouse 2020.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Voted. Done. It's going to be terrible. It's all going to be terrible. I really hope that Venom movie's good, but there's just no way. There's just no way. Oh, you're going to watch a movie where Venom comes to Earth and goes to him. So the only reason the symbiote ever knew how to stick to walls and shoot web and all that crap was because it stuck to Spider-Man first.
Yep.
That's not what it naturally was. So it's going to stick to Venom and be Spider-Man. He's going to be like, I've never heard of Spider-Man.
What's a Spider-Man?
Yeah. Oh,
you mean there's someone with comparable skills and techniques that can take me down? That seems like pertinent information I probably should have been privy to.
The whole entire premise of Eddie Brock and Venom is mad at Peter Parker. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be absent from the entire character of him. Maybe they did it secretly, but...
Yeah, I really miss Eric Foreman as Venom, honestly.
That is true. Best Venom ever.
Best dumbass ever.
Oh, God. I'm done.
He was built for that role.
You know, and people don't ever... There's a lot of people that don't agree with me, but the person that was born, bred, and ready for that role...
The Rock.
Maybe not so much anymore. It was Vin Diesel. He looks like Eddie Brock, acts like Eddie Brock. He's dumb like Eddie Brock. He would have been perfect. He would have been perfect in Spider-Man 3. He was about the right age and would have been perfect. But whatever.
Yeah, nice.
Yep, whatever. Jock, he's got the perfect... Everything was perfect about him because that was, 2008? About 10 years? Holy shit.
Damn.
Ooh, yeah, so this year they're celebrating 10 years in Marvel movies. It's pretty disgusting. Nice. Iron Man came out 10 years ago. It's like, I've had with my child being born, I've had a lot of thinking about time, and it's just pretty overwhelming. Oh, yeah. It's not a fun thing. Like, even with David opening his bar, it's It's like this event started almost 2 years ago on the podcast. Like after an episode, we were all drunk, and I was like, David, you need to fucking do this now. It's time. It's time now. And David was like, maybe.
Okay. Life changing decision.
I remember that conversation. And it was like, but you're open. It's like, this wasn't, yeah. It's like,
I have actual people in my bar. I have strangers liking our page every day.
We're rushing to these things. It's like, let's hurry up and get there. And then you get there and you're like, oh. And the what makes it worse is counting episodes. It's like, oh, episode 45 already. It's like, shit. Yep. Holy shit, it's been 45 weeks. It's not good. It's not good in a bad way.
Swing.
That's me demanding another beer. So we have this last beer that we're going to drink, I think. Or Rhodey wants to drink like six more.
This is a very special beer.
Do you want to cut the... You want to cut the seal? Ooh, Chris does. Chris, let's do it, bro.
Cut that wax.
Do it. We got a wax seal.
I'm going to cut myself.
Eclipse. Chris cut his finger off.
Remember,
Chris.
Cut away from yourself. Otherwise, I'll have to take a corner off your totem chip.
Put that away. We're asking for a charger.
So you can put it up under here, and then you just go. Oh, hold on.
That's a lot of blood.
You're scaring the shit out of me. Let me show you.
I see you playing Knifey Spoonie before.
Apparently, I haven't.
Always know, don't cut towards yourself, cut away from yourself, but you can't. All right, so wax sealed bottles. Let's talk about that, David. Tell us why in the fucking hell, would you hand me the opener, why would you wax seal a bottle?
So cans are pretty much the ideal serving vessel for a beer that's going on a shelf. Cans allow 0% oxygen in once they're sealed. Bottles, surprisingly, even though there is a seal on the inside of the cap of the bottle, they are somewhat oxygen permeable, which means some oxygen can get in. Oxygen, once a beer has been fermented, is a bad thing. It stales your beer. In some cases, it can make it taste like cardboard. It can make it taste, you know, flat, kind of weird. It changes the flavor, and it's not a good deal. Wax sealing a bottle pretty much reduces the amount of oxygen that can get in there by quite a bit. There's some, you know, different kinds of wax that still allow a little bit of air either through it or underneath it if it's not a good seal. Wax basically preserves your beer. It's mainly offered for beers that benefit from aging. If you're aging a beer for more than 2 or 3 years, if it's not wax sealed, you will get some oxidation. Sometimes, very rarely, the oxidation actually adds to the aged character. Most of the time, you want to keep any oxygen out of there. I am saying as many words as possible because it's taken us a while to get this bottle open.
Keep talking.
As David is saying this, I'm like, fuck this. The wax will not let you have the beer.
I don't remember having this much trouble with the La Muerta, which was also waxed.
I usually carry a pocket knife on this me. I don't have one today, but I'm going to go ahead and put us all out of our misery.
I think the problem is that there is 47 pounds of wax on that motherfucker.
This is double waxed. You know, like you have double IPAs. This is double waxed.
Like,
and also it's been sitting out for a few minutes, so it's also condensed.
The only waxed IPA that I used to drink all the time was the Decadent one with the little zombie on it.
Yeah, from Ska Brewing.
I used to drink the shit out of that beer.
Oh, I love that beer. See? I think it was discontinued.
No, it's in cans. Or it was in cans. It might be gone now. Nice. But it was in cans. They did discontinue the waxed bombers.
But Robert Scroggs, thank you.
Woo! So
it's
this
open.
Is now we can do it. This is a shout out to our fan, as Rhodey just said.
Robert Scroggs is on the
Hensley.
Show. Yes.
Robert Scroggs let us borrow his
bottle opener, and they got that open, yeah. Thanks a lot, Robert. Oh, and congratulations. He just took his BJCP exam.
Did he pass, though?
He will know in a couple months.
Shit, really?
But yeah, he feels really good about it, and you know, knowing him, having him on the show, he's going to be just fine. That's going to be excellent.
So I am super pumped about this. This is the 10th release of a Eclipse Stout, which is an Imperial Stout with honey.
Wow. Released. 50/50 Brewing Company out of Truckee. Truckee? There's no other way to pronounce that. Truckee, California.
Truckee, right.
Yes. Live long and age beer.
This was aged in oak barrels, too. Oh, I smell that oak like... Smell that, David. That is oak.
Man.
That it smells fucking delicious, though. Oak,
good
oak, oak. You smell the
God.
Oak?
God. Wow, someone likes us a whole lot. This is excellent.
Oh my God. Oh, holy shite.
Damn.
Damn.
All right, let's pull out a map. We got to go to Truckee, California. Oh, they're doing something right out there, man. Rhodey, what do you think?
It tastes a lot like Alpha Hive peach.
Yep. Holy Jesus, man. What is going on with this thing?
We should probably get some oyster crackers.
So this is so what we have here is an Imperial Stout that's not malt forward at all. It's perfect balance with sweetness. I just don't know how to explain it.
It is very good.
Like, there's honey. You can taste the honey.
Absolutely, you can.
Yeah, which you can't do that with almost any beer with honey.
Yeah, most of the time you put honey in it, ferments completely out, and you've lost the character.
That is honey.
Oh, man, that is an excellent freaking beer.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Jinx, Pinchbook, you owe me a lot of beer.
Wow.
You owe me a lot of beer.
Congratulations to you, and thank you, Robert Hensley.
Yes, thanks so much. If any of y'all out there have any suggestions, any beers you'd like to try on the show, any beers that you'd like to leave for us at any of the places we mentioned, that's what Robert Hensley did. He bought us a beer and gave it to the guy at Cool Keg, who now just happens to manage my tap room. Shoot us a line, you know, drop us a line. If we can find it ourselves, we'll pick it up. But if you want to go the extra mile like our super fan, Robert.
Get it to us.
Yeah, get it to us somehow. You can email us at
casuallylit@gmail.com.
Casuallylit@gmail.com. You can leave us a comment on clshow.us.
Facebook messages.
Facebook us. Yeah.
Instagram. Well, a bunch of Facebook messenger whores.
Tweet at us.
I don't remember what it was. Rhodey switched to Facebook messenger and never went back. So I'm always like.
Finally got my wife on that.
Yep.
So nice.
He just loves it so much.
It's the graphic interchange formats.
The millennial in you. It's the millennial in you. Coming forth. Coming forth to speak from you. Wow. So yeah, this is a life-changing beer.
This is absolutely excellent.
Speaking of life-changing, I heard there was a life-changing event that happened on Facebook last night for someone.
This is the goat wanting to thank you for listening to that episode. Casually Lit.
I saw it. I'm not sure, but I think I
did. Yeah, you know, did you see something on Facebook? I've got a lot of things that come over my Facebook. A lot of BuzzFeed articles that I really have to click through, so I don't know if I get to very much personal stuff.
Well, I mean, when one of us has a life-changing event, it's TMZ worthy.
Right. Omarosa is back on Big Brother.
There it is.
Oh, my God.
I'm so worried about that. Oh, damn. I'm so worried about that.
I cannot believe it.
Rhodey, fucking tell us your news.
Having a baby.
Yes!
Yes. Woo!
So by next show, we will know what the gender is.
Oh, my God.
Will it be Sith gender, or what's the other one?
Sis?
Attack helicopter?
Jedi, I think.
Pansexual?
That's my favorite thing to mess up. Sith gender and Sith. I like to just say Sith gender.
Yeah, it will be evil as fuck.
Absolutes.
I'm sure the goat can tell us what gender it will be through his knowledge of playing South Park. Yep. The fractured butthole. Sith gender. Cis gender, and I can't remember the other two. It's so dumb. It gives you like four choices when you're playing that game. I kept when I was popping the balloon on mine. I was like, I hope it's cis. Yeah, Rhodey. Congratulations.
Yeah, congrats, man. That's fucking awesome.
Thank you. Super terrifying.
I'm gonna give you the greatest advice that every single
the appropriate reaction.
Every single fucker that texts me that gives me this advice. I hope you had fun sleeping.
It's the first time that joke has ever been uttered.
Jesus. Go the fuck away. Jordan's like, oh, yeah. That was me. I love you, Jordan. You're not the only. I got like 47 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Hope you have food, sleeping, bro. Your life's going to change.
A doctor told me that today.
Yep.
Yep.
It's like, hey, don't worry. I'm going to put my kid to sleep with my fist. I'm going to be fine. Yeah, sleep, fucker.
I've read online if you just shake them a bunch, they stop crying.
I'm just getting them ready for football. I'm just punching them in the face.
Yep.
I just pretend like you're the Dallas Cowboys. Punch.
Life is hard. Get used to it.
If you give them concussions early, they're less susceptible later.
Right, CTE? You give them smaller concussions so they build up an immunity.
Whoa, everything you're saying makes sense right now. Hold on, I can't write this down fast enough.
Hashtag science.
We're going to get sued. Some kid's going to grow up with all these concussions. My dad got off casual.
Hashtag shake the baby.
If we get sued, joke's on them.
No, but in all seriousness, congratulations, Rhodey.
Thank you.
Super excited. What do you think the sex is going to be?
Well, we've done some voodoo stuff. So
drink the herbal tea.
Done the ring test where they pluck my wife's hair and they wrap it around her wedding ring, and then they trace her fingers all the way across, and I forget which one. So if it spins in a circle, it's a, like a boy. If it stays where you left it, it's a girl. And then you keep going, and then if it doesn't do anything, it's
sis.
No, it's that's as many children as you'll have. Oh. Like it's weird.
That seems really complicated.
Voodoo's so, real, though. So it came out boy. The Chinese baby calendar, whatever the fuck that is, said boy. The old wives' tale that says that if your wife has a lot of acne, voodoo. It's mm-hmm. battling the testosterone that's in her body because it's a boy. Inherently, it will be a girl.
Of course.
That's so kind of. We'll find out in about a week.
That is kind of weird. I never thought about that. A female having a boy and testosterone being involved. Yeah. I'm like, yep, that's my testosterone, yeah, bitch.
So don't know if that's true or...
Just remember so this. Much. If she goes swimming right now, she's literally a human submarine.
I'm just hoping at this point it has a prehensile tail.
Dude, yeah, man. Do you know how handy that is? You can pick up stuff. You got, oh, your right hand's full. Your left hand's full. Joke's on you. I got one more thing that can pick up something. All the grocery chips. I'm just saying.
Those are really good. A season, sorry.
Hashtag Aziz, sorry, not sorry.
Oh, he said is, to that woman.
Yeah, he's a. He's
I not, listened to a podcast. He's not cool anymore. They went into that from a feminist angle. I don't know if I'm allowed to exist anymore.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, she was giving clear nonverbal cues.
Yeah.
That's your fault.
5 years ago, that was just called dating. But that also apparently might also be part of the problem. I don't fucking know. I drink beer. Shh. I drink beer. That's what I do.
This is me letting the air out of the tires. What happened? I'm not sure. But yeah, Kaylin and I found out we're having a boy.
Yeah!
That was announced. Yeah. Little, we're having a little brewer, Spider-Man, and Giants lover. If not, I will disown him. He has to like what I like or he will die.
He needs to make a giant spider beer.
It's fucking intense, man. Like, Rhodey is about to find out. Like, so it's been intense the whole time. But
yeah.
When that thing popped, it was like... Oh, this is fucking real.
Yeah,
this is... It was weird. It was just like, oh, this is real. There's a boy in there. It's like,
yep.
Now we got to prepare for boy things. And I was like, oh my God, there's so much stuff. It was just so weird.
By the way, we, on our field trip after Chris and David had left us, we went to Babies R Us.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we were waiting in line, and they have a Wii guard.
Yes. I'm sorry. What now?
A Wii guard. So it's a little... pouch that you put over the baby's penis so it doesn't pee on you while you change the diaper.
Oh.
Did not know that was a real fucking thing.
And wow. Nintendo makes that?
Yes.
And on that...
Ooh.
Yep, you put that on there. It's like a little cup.
That's pee immediately cup. Where I went. It's like, what kind of game is that?
It's a Wii guard.
You know, honestly, that's insanely helpful. As an uncle of 9 nephews and nieces...
Jesus wow. Christ, bro.
Yeah. That's useful mine? Information.
Or you could just, you know, leave the diaper over it. But
yeah,
whatever.
Usually you just, like, whatever you're taking off, you're like, no, don't do that. This was my good polo. Yeah.
Yeah, what you want to do is not yell, because then it goes in your mouth.
I mean.
Oh, man, pro tips here.
You're just going to sit down and have a talk with baby and be like, bro.
Yeah.
Bro.
We agreed. We're not going to shit ourselves in public.
We're
again.
Not even going to. Yeah, we're not even going to.
You and me, we both yeah. agreed to that.
I'm going to put my arm around him and be like, bro. Stop peeing on me, bro. And he's going to put his arm. He's like, bro, I'm sorry. And we're just going to be like, bro.
My bad.
Yep. And we're going to do our shake, our 17-move handshake that we've already, you know, worked out.
Of course.
It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. Bro.
Bro, my sphincter ain't there yet. Bro, I'm going to pee where I want.
Hold that shit.
My diaphragm muscles.
Hold that shit for mom, bro. That's exactly what I'm gonna say. But it's funny when you do it to mom. With me, it's like it's not. So, it's funny, but not as funny.
Like yeah, no man.
Come yeah, on. Not as funny.
It's really. It's really gonna suck having a beard at that point.
Ooh, yeah, that's.
I'm just gonna avoid the whole change of diaper thing in itself. But like
yeah,
Caitlin,
good
you
luck
can
with that.
You can change the diaper, or make dinner, your choice. Caitlin will change the diaper. All I gotta do is cook. I'm lucky in this sense.
I just feel like you're going to see a whole new side of that question.
Caitlin, at you have least no, once. You have no idea how much my wife hates cooking. It's so awesome. I can literally be like, Daisy needs a bath. We need to take the trash out. We need to scrub the floors. We also need to clean the baseboards or make dinner. She's like, I choose all of the latter. I'm like, cool. I'll go in here and make fucking salmon. Have a good night. It's for real. It's crazy. Damn. How much she hates dinner. It's like, oh, okay. It's crazy. It makes no sense. She hates
I've changed quite a few diapers. There's a term called poosplosion.
Yep.
That's a thing?
Yep.
It happens quite frequently.
It's going to be the worst part, no doubt, but I'll get through it.
That's also the tagline of Rampage.
That's right, yeah.
I'm hoping as soon as little dude walks and he's like holding my hand, I'm going to be like, well, this was all completely worth it. Or when we go to a Spider-Man place and he's like, Spider-Man, I'm like, fuck! This is it. Yes, I'm done. I'm done. Or when he starts playing Xbox with me and then he beats me, I'm like, yeah.
Get out.
I'm going to raise him just like Tommy did. He's going to be a little carbon copy of me.
Yep.
Anyways, this has been a fucking excellent show, folks.
It has.
You know what? When I'm bored and alone and sad, I like to listen to Controllers and Keyboards. There's your sound bite, boys. Love those motherfuckers so much. I hope they use all this. So, what goes good with beer? Video games.
Absolutely.
It's like, I'm done with Casual Lit. I'm bored. I want to listen to something else. What do I got? Check out Controllers and Keyboards.
I myself am still rocking the Wii. The original Wii. I have no new consoles. I listen to Controllers and Keyboards religiously because they have really good in-depth analysis.
So you don't have the second generation yet? The Wii?
I don't. I don't have the Wii Guard either. And that, I think I hear that only came out in France.
The Wii Guard?
No, that's Icelandic, I think.
For real, though.
Gotcha.
Listen to them. They are amazing. Everything they do is amazing.
The goat. The storyteller. The turtle. The King Kong.
Also, somebody was on this book podcast.
Oh, that's for geeks who like books. They really don't compromise. They do not. They
books,
do not.
Geeks uncompromised?
No, I was actually on another podcast.
Yeah.
I betrayed Casually Lit. No,
super
I
betrayed.
I read this one book like 4 times a year.
Is that real? Be honest.
I seriously, since I read that for the first time, I have read that at least 20 times.
The Little Engine That
Holy
Could.
Holy shit.
Yes.
I usually
get to the second page and then I don't know the rest of the words.
Can't take it.
I fall asleep right after.
I get scared. Is he going to make it or not? I don't want to know. Fucking scary.
No, but
what if he died?
I mean, he's the engine that could.
But what if he doesn't?
Theoretically. So if you're a big fan of Ray Romano's Wikipedia page.
No, instead David's reading about a little kid that killed an entire race of people.
Yeah, welcome to my head. I read that several times a year. That's my MO is
the book.
Yep, good answer.
The book is Ender's Game. We never said
I'm glad
it.
Glad you didn't elaborate there.
Ender's Game by Orson Scott Card.
With a very good book podcast.
Yeah, so the book geeks uncompromised. They read typically. They usually read fantasy, but for this case, they made a special
for you
exception.
That's the word. We've been
for you
beer.
For you.
Correct. And we covered that book. We talked about. I like to dive real deep into metaphors and imagery and all kinds of nerdy shit.
Have they done any of the Terry Goodkind books yet?
I do not know.
They should.
What's that cowboy writer, Lewis?
Oh, Louis L'Amour.
That's all I'm waiting for.
Dude.
Once they start covering the 9,000 books in that series,
you don't
I'll
even
jump on.
Understand how much we just clicked right now. My uncle has every Louis L'Amour book in his library.
This is Jordan, Controllers and Keyboards. Now that you've survived through the hot mess that
Wait.
Is Casually Lit, why did
you I didn't even talk
oh,
about
Oh, there's more?
Hank the Cow Dog? Jesus fucking Christ.
Hank the Cow Dog.
Goosebumps?
Yes.
What book podcast are we listening to?
R.L. Stein, the master of children's horror.
Pick Your Own Adventure?
Yes! That'd be a fucking podcast, wouldn't it? I read the book 47 times and died on the second page every time because I kept picking the same choice.
Oh, nope.
You're supposed to change it.
Oh, no, gosh. I'm not going left, you fucking book. And I died 27 times.
And I did it my way.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Sinatra.
Oh, the highway. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's my way.
If you like books and talking about books, Book Geeks Uncompromised is the podcast for you. I'm a big fan of theirs. I am so thrilled that I actually got to go on their show. They talk with a lot of authors too, which is really cool. So you can actually hear from the horse's mouth what you're supposed to be reading.
Absolutely. And so, like we said, check them out. Check out Controllers and Keyboards. And also check out our brothers that record in the same room as we do, on the same mics as we do.
Right here.
Good Brew Guide. Love those guys.
That must be why my pot filter smells like lavender.
I don't think the new episode is posted because I keep waiting for it. So shout out to Michael and
they will be recording a brand new one this coming Monday.
Hey, Dix, I need it now. I need my fix. The last episode was great.
Yeah,
they
man.
They recently recorded the countdown. That's not out yet, I don't think.
I don't think that's come out yet, but the episode that is out right now is about the person taking over at Cobra. I am extremely heartened now after listening to that episode because Cobra, man, spotty at best.
They weren't holding the gold.
Yeah, now the person that's coming in taking over the mantle for him, I'm actually kind of anxious to try some of those beers.
Yeah.
I really am.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely want to revisit the place. So when we went to Cobra, I kept thinking of it as a big place. And then the way he was talking about it, I was like, I don't remember being that small.
Yeah.
But I definitely want to go back. It was
called Old Town, I think.
Great episode, Josh, Michael. Don't forget to check out Chris's favorite podcast. What is it, Chris?
Whiskey Boy Radio.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Don't forget to check out J.A. Jonestown Massacre, Funky Town Podcast, Raise a Glass.
Yes, Raise a Glass.
Robotuner.
RoboTuner.
Whenever they're back.
The Red RoboTuner diorama. No, they're dead to the world right now. He's coming back. Red Pants is coming back. The other day he posted a photo of him wearing red pants.
Oh, just snap.
That out there.
Very nice.
Also told my wife we couldn't buy any red pants for my kid.
Well, how's he going to be Spider-Man then?
Oh. Blue pants, dude. Do you not Spider-Man hard? Jesus Christ.
Iron Spider.
Spider-Man hard?
No.
Iron Spider?
I just snotted all over myself.
Oh, that's red pants.
Fake ass. That's some fake ass shit. That's not pants. That's armor. Come on.
It's a singlet.
Jesus Christ, Brody. He has red boots with blue pants. Jesus Christ.
It's a unitard.
All right. Thank you. Love you. Good night. We'll see you next week.
This is the GOAT wanting to thank you for listening to that episode of Casually Lit. Now, I would also like to thank you for listening to us, Controllers and Keyboards. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Twitch at /CNK Crew. Also, www.controllersandkeyboards.com.